Sonny and Buddy finally received their reward money and were happy in the thought that with what Betty had saved from the sale of the medicine, they would have enough to pay off the mortgage. But when Betty went to the hiding place to get the money, it had mysteriously disappeared. We find our little adventurer still searching as the sheriff says...
Well, Miss Betty, have you found your bag of money yet?
No, Sheriff. I'm afraid it's gone.
You really think so, Betty?
Yes, Sonny. We've looked everywhere in the house car, under the mattresses, on shelves, in boxes.
We even looked under the carpet.
Yep, you most likely been robbed. Somebody must have slipped in here while you was giving a show and tucked the money.
But, Sheriff, no one knew about the bag of money being here except you, Dad, Charcoal, and us.
Charcoal? Jump in your hot bed. Ain't you questioning him about it yet?
Oh, Sheriff, Charcoal wouldn't take our money.
Well, you never can tell. $900 laying around in a money bag is a heap sign of temptation. I think I'll question him. Call Charcoal, will you, Buddy?
Hey, Charcoal. Come here quick. The Sheriff wants you.
Oh, I don't think Charcoal would take our money, Sheriff.
Yeah, does you want me, Mr. Sheriff?
Yes. The sheriff wants to ask you a few questions, Charcoal.
Charcoal, you know that bag of money Miss Betty hid in the house car? Well, it's gone. Somebody has stole it. Ain't that right, Miss Betty?
Well, it's gone, Sheriff. Oh,
good Lord of mercy. You didn't take it, did you, Charcoal? Oh, me? No, sir. I didn't take that money. Miss Betty, you knows I've been working for you and Mr. Doc for years and years, and I ain't never took nothing that didn't belong to me. How come you think I took it?
I didn't say you took it, Charcoal. I even told the sheriff I was sure that you were innocent.
Well, I didn't think you took it, but I just thought I'd ask you.
Oh, here comes Dad. Oh, gee, I hate to have him know that we've lost that money.
Gosh, won't he be disappointed?
Well, well, what's happened to the house car? Are you having spring cleaning or are you just tearing up the place?
Dad, we've been robbed.
Robbed?
Yes, Dad. Someone's taken that bag of money that Betty had hidden under the mattress.
You know, Dad, the money we were saving to pay off Jim's mortgage, it's gone. We've been robbed.
Oh, no, no, we haven't been robbed. I took the money and hid it.
You did, Dad?
Yes. I found the bag of money under the bed where it must have fallen from the mattress. So I figured that was a very careless place for so much money. And I hid it where I thought it would be safe.
Where'd you hide it, Dad?
Well, you'll laugh when I tell you. It's a hiding place my mother taught me to use. I had the silver changed into bills and sold all the money in the lining of an old suit of clothes.
What suit, Dad?
Well, that old black and white check suit that I had hanging in the closet.
Oh. Oh, Dad.
Why, what's the matter, Betty?
Then the money is gone.
What do you mean?
I gave away that suit of clothes this morning.
Oh. Gave it away? Well, who did you give it to?
To an old man who came here in a wagon. He said he was collecting clothes for the poor and unemployed. Well, I knew you never used that suit, Dad, so I thought it would do somebody good.
It'll do $900 worth of good.
Well, don't you know who the man is, Betty? Can't you get the suit back?
Didn't you find out what charitable organization he was collecting clothes for?
No, he just said for the unemployed relief.
Well, maybe the sheriff can visit all the different charities in town and help us get the suit back.
Will you do that, Sheriff?
Why, sure I will. I know all the old clothes collectors in town. What kind of a suit did you say it was?
A black and white check suit.
I'll go right now. Don't you worry. I'll get my nose on the trail, and if that suit of clothes is anywhere in this town, I'll get it. Sheriff Ebenezer Velvet Bottom always gets his suit.
Do you think he can find it, Dad?
Well, after all, this is a small town and not many old clothes collectors here. So we'll just hope for the best. But we can't sit and fold our hands and worry about it. We'll have to start right in now and make more money to take the place of that which is gone.
That's right. Well, Betty and Charcoal had the same idea, Dad. They're already starting.
Robbers! Thieves! Robbers! Thieves! Come on over here, everybody, and let me tell you all about it.
Charcoal sure knows how to draw a crowd, doesn't he?
Yeah. Look at the people running from all directions. Say, I wonder what he'll tell them when they get here.
Yeah, robbers! Thieves! Yeah, the folks, we done lost it. $900 in hard cash. We has been robbed of all our savings. And you is being robbed of something more precious than money. You is going to lose something you can never get back. And that's your health. Yes, sir, your good health. But right here is the answer. Dr. Lee Grease, tonic and toner. I don't know how we're going to get back our $900, but you can get your health back for just $1. Look at yonder. Here comes Rastus and Sambo. And look at the smile on their faces. And you could smile like that if you just take one bottle of Dr. Lee Grease tonic and toner. Yes, sir, folks. And right now, you can stand anything if you take Dr. Lee Grease tonic and toner. Listen, folks, now, while Rastus sings, "There Goes My Heart." All right, Rastus. That's all right.
There goes my heart. There goes the one I love. There goes the girl I wasn't worthy of. There goes my happiness. It couldn't be. There goes somebody else in place of me. Goodbye, romance. It couldn't last somehow. I had my chance, but it's all over now. I never thought that she could pass me by. There goes my heart. And here am I.
And it's big about hard luck, Jocko. Did you know Uncle Mose Johnson is terribly sick?
Uncle Mose Johnson sick? No, I didn't hear about it, Rasmus.
Yeah, sir. He's down with that Spanish influenza winter. Well, sir, the doctor called at the house today, and Uncle Mose's wife says, "What's I gonna give Mose, doctor?" And the doctor says,
"Why, give him some whiskey."
And the old lady says,
"How much do it cost?"
And the doctor says,
"Oh, you can get a quart of good whiskey for about $5.
Old Uncle Mose's wife says,
$5? Good Lord of mercy, man, I'd bury him cheaper than that.
That ain't no hard luck story. You know, I was down by the river just now, and I saw an old colored lady whipping a little boy. Man, she sure was pouring that switch on him plenty. I said, "How come you whipping that little boy so hard, Auntie? What's he done?" She said, "He done let the chickens out." And I said, "Is that all? Well, you ain't going to lose them chickens, you know. You know, they always comes home to roost." And Annie said, "Yeah, that's just the trouble. This boy done left the hen house door open, and them chickens has gone home to roost."
Yeah, little folks. Sweetie Pie now, and Sambo sings it. Sweetie Pie. Stand back, boy.
Sweetie pie, little bit sugar, little bit honey, little bit sad and a little bit funny, you're my sweetie pie, little bit good and a little bit naughty, little bit proud and a little bit haughty, still you're my sweetie pie, don't you sigh. Oh, how the time is gonna fly till I meet you with that preacher by and by. Oh, say, sweetie pie, put your wee head up on my shoulder. Wait till you get a little bit older, you'll be my sweetie pie.
Sure, that's him. There he goes in the wagon.
Oh, stop him. Maybe he still has the suit. Call him.
Hey, mister. Mister, I'll call him.
Hey, stop for a minute. Hey, mister.
He doesn't hear you.
Hey, mister.
He doesn't.
I bet I can make him in the head, Mr. Clothesman. We won't
hear you. Hey, Mr. Clothesman. Mr. Clothesman.
Come on. Run faster. We'll catch up with him.
Hey, wait a minute.
He heard you. He stopped the wagon. Hey, mister. Mister. We want you.
You calling me?
Yeah. You remember the black and white check suit that lady gave you over at the little house car?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, we're sorry, mister, but we want it back.
Yeah, so we just got to have that suit back. It's worth $900.
What?
He means that we had $900 sewed in the lining of the suit. $900 in bills. We've just got to get it back.
No, I can't get it back. It's too late.
Why not?
I just gave it to a poor unemployed man an hour ago.
Well, don't you know who the man is or where he lives?
Just a minute. Let me see.
Yeah, that's right. Think. Think hard. Think of everyone you've given clothes to this morning.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Take us in your wagon, and we'll visit every place you've been in the last few hours.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, Sonny, and crawl in the wagon. Yeah. You get on, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Crawl in, Sonny, and let's go. Right. We've just got to find that suit of clothes and get that
$900. I don't think it'll do any good. I don't know where the place is.
Oh, well, come on, Mr. Think harder.
And the chase is on. How many black and white check suits will the sheriff find? I'd hate to be wearing one when he comes along. Be sure and tune in for our next chapter. And you better not be wearing a check suit, or the sheriff might want to search you.